Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is a global technology leader in minimally invasive care and a pioneer of robotic-assisted surgery. Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We're thrilled today to be joined by Jordan Powell. Jordan is the president and CEO of the Illinois Primary Healthcare Associates. Illinois Primary Healthcare Associates works in hundreds of locations in Illinois. It's been one of the leading test sites for COVID-19 in Illinois, with more than 130 sites doing testing currently. Really an amazing undertaking. Jordan, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then we'll talk about some of your priorities and challenges and about the organization.
Great. Well, thank you, Scott. And first of all, thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. And it's really humbling for me to be recognized as a healthcare leader when 7 years ago, I knew nothing about healthcare other than it's really important and everyone should have access to it. And actually, after college, I began my career working in the governor's office of the state of Illinois with a goal of effectuating public policies to improve the lives of others. But after working in state government and then serving as a lobbyist for around 6 years, I didn't feel like I was making the type of impact that I wanted to in people's lives. And around that time, I was approached by the Illinois Primary Healthcare Association to serve as their senior vice president of public policy and governmental affairs. And similar to the fact that I never really knew about healthcare at that time, I had never heard of IPHCA or community health centers. But after I learned about their work to provide healthcare in the state's most underserved and vulnerable communities, I was sold. And really, that's because my passion for others comes from my own personal experience, as I was raised in a low-income household by a single mother who battled MS and then breast cancer later in life. And thankfully, you know, she had access to healthcare. She still has access to healthcare today and is alive and well. But I really know what it's like to struggle, to rely on social services to make ends meet. And, you know, while my mother worked extremely hard, her income just wasn't enough. But we were fortunate to have incredibly generous individuals and social service agencies that helped keep us on our feet. And because of them, I was personally afforded opportunities that otherwise would have been out of reach. So now I see it's my turn to help others. And really, that's why I fight so hard, because I know the difference that we can make in people's lives through healthcare. So now, 7 years after joining IPHCA, I now serve as the CEO, and I know I'm in the right role in the right place.
And tell us about COVID-19 testing and how your organization sort of get out in front of this.
Right. So I'd say, you know, one of our the main services that we offer to our health center members is advocacy. And we've been able to develop really strong relationships with our elected officials and policymakers. And I think those relationships led to our announcement actually with Governor Pritzker to expand COVID-19 testing statewide, utilizing our vast network of sites in almost every community throughout the state. So to date, we now have 130 sites that are up and testing that have served and have tested more than 150,000 individuals.
And how hard was it to expedite that and get that going? Was that, I mean, because it seems like it took a while for testing to get going in most of the country. Your organization seemed to get ahead of it. Any thoughts on how?
It wasn't really that difficult. I mean, one important thing to know about health centers is that we've dealt with different public health crises in the past, whether it's been Zika or H1N1, and we exist solely to meet the immediate demands of our patients in our communities. So when patients were looking for testing, community leaders were looking for testing, it was not that difficult for us to innovate and adapt to quickly test. And again, the fact that our organization has these relationships with, you know, Illinois Department of Public Health and other health state officials in the governor's office, we were able to approach them. We already have this vast network in place. We kind of serve as, you know, the middleman between, you know, the state and our health centers. And so it just made sense. So it really wasn't that difficult at all.
And take a moment and talk to me about what surprised you transitioning from out of healthcare into healthcare as a professional career.
Well, I'm not sure that anything really surprised me. I think if anything surprised me, it's how easy of a transition that it really was. And I think for me, having that public policy and legislative background and being a lobbyist for so many years made the transition that much easier, because a lot of the healthcare decisions that are made today are based on, you know, policy outcomes or legislative outcomes. If you think about the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid, these are all changes that were made by elected officials and policymakers. So the transition was really easy to me. There was not a lot that surprised me. And again, because of my own background and, you know, a low income household, and those are the communities and the patients that our community health center members serve. You know, I have that passion, to improve the lives of others. So, it's been a pretty seamless transition for me.
And talk about the association and what you do and the top three priorities right now.
Sure. It's kind of hard to, narrow down to three top priorities, but we have one kind of like overarching goal. And I would say that, many people would agree that community health centers offer a tremendous amount of value. And one important fact that everyone should know about community health centers is that we must serve everyone regardless of their ability to pay. And we are a fully integrated provider, meaning it's not just medical care, it's also dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, substance use disorder treatment. And we know specifically in the state of Illinois that we save 27% per Medicaid patient and $2 billion on an annual basis. So our overarching goal has been to, tell the story of community health centers, because just as I didn't know about them 7 years ago, many people still do not know they exist. And that's a problem to me. And I personally want to change the mindset that we just serve a certain population. In my opinion, everyone should want to get their health care at a community health center, know that they're going to receive the highest quality integrated care that addresses all of their needs. And I'd say in that respect, what our organization is trying to do is reshape what primary care means today. And as I said earlier, it's not just seeing your primary care physician. And I truly believe it's the best model of care available to patients today. But so that's an overarching goal and priority of our association. But right now, our number one immediate priority is making sure that community health centers can continue meeting the demands of this pandemic. And the reality is, we don't know how long COVID-19 will last. And by many indications, we may see a resurgence in the late fall or winter. So, over the last couple of months, our members, like so many other healthcare providers, have learned to adapt to this crisis, but that adaptation only does so much. And I believe there will be a need for continued government intervention and support.
Well, it sure seems like it. And how can people learn more about you and the association?
So you can learn more about the Illinois Primary Healthcare Association and community health centers by visiting our brand new website at iphca.org. You can also find IPHCA on most of the social media channels, including LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And for those that want to learn more about me, you can find me on LinkedIn and feel free to shoot me a message. I'm always willing to discuss healthcare and Notre Dame football.
Well, fantastic. And I guess the question for you is, Notre Dame football, will they play this fall? Are they ever going to be as good as they were back when they won national titles?
I don't know if I can take the bait on that second question, but I was thinking about traveling to Notre Dame this morning, and I really hope that we're able to watch football in person this season.
Well, let's hope they stay competitive with USC, with Michigan, with all those schools.
Right.
And keep it very exciting. It's a great, great program. And Jordan, a pleasure getting a chance to visit with you today. Thank you so much for joining us on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Great. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you very much for listening today. This podcast was brought to you by Becker's Healthcare in conjunction with Intuitive. Intuitive is the global technology leader in minimally invasive care and a pioneer of robotic-assisted surgery.